Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Neocon, first day of the show in the afternoon, in the Mannington commercial space on the 10th floor. And I'm with Natalie Jones, Vice President of Marketing, and Robbie Isaac, Director of Commercial Design. Guys, you doing okay?
Yes, sir. Doing really well.
Yeah, actually, I got to think you're thrilled because you've won some major awards. Isn't that right?
It's been a really exciting Neocon. We're delighted because we've been recognized by Interior Design with their HIP Awards and Metropolis Magazine with their Metropolis Likes, as well as Contract Design with their Best of Neocon Awards. So it was a great way to start Neocon.
And you've won both in hard surface and in carpet as well, right?
We did. Actually, every collection that we're showcasing in our booth this year at Neocon has been honored with an award. So we're really excited.
Yeah, and one thing before we forget to mention this, you're actually doing something fun with your booth as well, because today your booth looks one way and tomorrow it's going to look totally different, right?
Well, Kemp, it's our favorite time of the year. Uh-huh. You know, Neocon is the biggest commercial show out there, so it's our centennial year, as you know.
Yeah.
And we really wanted to do something special. So right now everything's about experience, being a little disruptive, about pop-up. So we are going to try to transform our showroom overnight tonight. So when you came in today, it was very graphic and bold and colorful. But when you come back tomorrow, we will have magically transformed it, and it'll be a beautiful, natural experience, very subtle and tonal and references to nature. Mm-hmm. So it's all about a pop-up experience at Neocon. You're not coming just to see product. You're coming to experience the design aspects behind it.
All right, let's talk about the product you won the hard surface silver on, because that was a collaboration, right?
Absolutely. That is our infused LVT collection. You know, we're always trying to find new ways to engage with the design community in our product development process. So this year we reached out to One Global Design. They are actually a network of independent partner-led firms across North America. So there's 18 firms, and it allows these independent boutique firms to be able to service their clients on a national level and still remain independent firms. So it was terrific for us because we were able to work with so many firms from around the country and get those different geographic points of view, as well as different specialty area points of view. Some of these firms specialize in corporate, others in hospitality, others in retail. So it gave us a lot of input into the design development process.
Well, you know, Natalie's most of a big picture person. So tell me, I mean, I'm sure this was difficult to get all these different mid-sized design firms involved. So Robbie, why don't you tell us how you pulled that together?
Yeah, Kemp, it was actually not as difficult as we first thought it would be. We had some great partners with One Global, and they were able to help us sort of divide and conquer the responsibility. So our product design team worked very closely with their teams. We had biweekly meetings for both carpet and LVT, and we had a lot of really good dialogue about creativity and what the ultimate needs and desires of the product should look like. And it was a fantastic process.
Now, you've got 9-inch squares and 2-inch strips, and these are all made in Madison, Georgia, right?
That's correct. Yes, that's right. So, you know, because we have our facilities in Madison, it was an easy way to approach the request to do this unique size. The size relates to the trend in decorative tile, and we wanted to create a smaller size format to house these designs in.
Mm-hmm. You say decorative tile, you're talking about almost artisan decorative tile, right?
Yes, that's right. Yep. You know, so we've seen stuff on the porcelain side, the ceramic side, and many other formats. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And there's a carpet collection that coordinates with it?
That's correct, yes. So on the LVT side, we were looking at motifs and elements related to the culturally infused aspect, where each of these respective cities chose motifs that spoke about their city. So, for example, Broad Street is one of the patterns that relates to a festival in Philadelphia that they do every New Year's Day. And it speaks about the ruffles and the sequins that the costumes are made with. On the carpet side, it was naturally inspired. So we looked at the study of topography, scaling from like a magnification of 0 to 10, and relating to the Eames study of the power of 10. So that was really critical for OGD for us to translate, and that's how we approached it.
And the HIP award you won for that same collection actually was related to the hospitality business. So they're thinking it's going to go be strong in that business, right?
I believe so. Yeah, I think the feel or the nature of the patterns, there's a good bit of organic nature to it, which I think can definitely lend itself to hospitality applications.
Yeah, we're really seeing in hospitality in particular, LVT take market share. So that's a huge growing trend in the hospitality segment. And with this particular infused collection that we won both the HIP and the Best of Neocon Award for, they really bring a design element to LVT. It's not a stone or a wood, but it's bringing a graphic quality to make the floor a design element. It's not just a space that goes away, but it brings some life and it allows the designer to use the floor as part of their overall design on the project.
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, most people, you travel up and down, especially on 7 where there's a lot of these temporary spaces. A lot of what you see is trying to emulate either stone or wood, and these are elements, you know, unique to themselves, right?
Yeah, Robbie and his team did a terrific job with the One Global Design Firms mm-hmm. where they really wanted to take their original cultural influences and how do we translate that into a graphic element with beautiful line quality, beautiful colorations that can make a bold statement or can be incredibly subtle, but not just mimic a natural material like wood or stone.
All right, so let me ask you real quick, just year over year, first day of the show, this is toward the end of the day. How do you think that the traffic and the excitement compares to previous years?
Traffic is up. I mean, you can just tell in the hallways and the lines to get up the elevators. I think the energy this year is fantastic. And, you know, we've had good attendance the last few years, but I really think this year has been amazing. I think there's more people. I can't wait to get the MART numbers to see how much attendance is up, but it feels like a lot.
You mentioned there's lines at the elevator, but I believe they sped them up. I mean, they spent $40 million on this building. So even though they're performing better, there are long lines.
Even though they're performing better, there are long lines, and they've got the beautiful new grand staircase in the MART. I don't know if you've seen that yet. I'm sure you have.
Yeah,
but yes, they've invested quite a bit in the MART. And hey, people want to come to this show. It is the event of the commercial market.
All right. Well, congratulations on winning these awards and having a great first day of Neocon. Again, been talking to Robbie Isaac, Director of Commercial Design at Managing Commercial, and Natalie Jones, Vice President of Marketing. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.